From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting a potential break in investigation of terrorist activity in Belgium. Security is significantly tightened in Belgium, Germany, and elsewhere in Western Europe following raids in which dozens of suspected Islamic terrorists have been arrested. And a new report says Greek police have detained at least four people for questioning in connection with a foiled terrorist plot to attack Belgian police. Across Belgium, officials say over 300 soldiers are deployed to guard possible terror targets, including the U.S. and Israeli embassies in the capital, Brussels, and NATO and EU institutions. In Cameroon, Chadian troops arrived Saturday to help the Central African nation fight the Nigerian terrorists of Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Cameroon state radio journalist Said Abdul Karim, who is based in the town of Kuseri on the border with Chad, told VOA in a telephone interview that thousands of Chadian soldiers came into Cameroon in a convoy of military trucks Saturday morning. Chad said last Wednesday that it would support Cameroon, whose president Paul Biya had appealed for a coordinated international response to Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé.
The French embassy in Niger's capital, Niamey, issued a statement on its website Saturday warning French citizens not to go out on the streets. That as demonstrators in Niamey set fire to churches in a second day of violent protests against French magazine Charlie Hebdo's cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Five people were killed Friday in Niger. This is VOA News. Pope Francis traveled to the far eastern Philippine city of Tacloban Saturday. He went to comfort survivors of Super Typhoon Haiyan, which devastated the region in November of 2013, leaving more than 7,300 people dead or missing. The Pope, who arrived in the Philippines Thursday, says his visit was meant to express his closeness to the people who endured the suffering, loss, and devastation caused by Haiyan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has again denounced the move by the International Criminal Court to launch an inquiry into possible war crimes committed against the Palestinians. In a televised speech Saturday, Mr. Netanyahu said, quote, "the ultimate folly," unquote, of the decision is the democracy of Israel, a world leader in fighting terrorism, being investigated by the ICC. The probe, announced Friday, is not an investigation, but weighs information about possible crimes and jurisdiction issues to establish whether a full investigation is merited. Nigerians marched in the streets of the capital, Abuja, Saturday, calling for change after waves of militant attacks on northeastern towns. It has likely killed hundreds and left thousands more displaced. Chris Stein reports for VOA.
The Islamist extremist group Boko Haram earlier this month attacked the area around Baga, a fishing village in the northeastern Borno state. Next month, Nigerians will vote in a high-stakes presidential election that will pit incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan against former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. Zayad Abdullahi, president of the Youth Advocates for Change, says the group is not sponsored by a political party, but does support a change in government.
For Baga, for so many corruption allegations that haven't been attended to, so many crimes, people getting killed daily, the government doesn't even care to make a statement about it.
Nigerians will vote for president on February 14th. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has pledged $2.5 billion in non-military aid to countries in the Middle East as he began a regional tour that takes him to Egypt and other nearby countries. In the U.S., Mitt Romney, the Republican candidate who lost the 2012 presidential election to Democrat Barack Obama, confirms he's considering another run for the White House in 2016.
I'm giving some serious consideration to the future, but this I know. We can win in 2016 as a party, in the House, in the Senate, and in the White House, if we communicate a clear vision of where we're taking this country, what we believe in.
Romney spoke Friday night at the closing event of a three-day Republican National Committee gathering near San Diego, California. Roughly 25 Republicans are considering presidential bids. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.